This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
100 days to make a difference. Johannesburg's fight against GBVF, that's gender-based violence and femicide, which continues to be one of South Africa's most urgent and devastating social crises, affecting women and children across physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, and economic dimensions. And in response, the city of Johannesburg has now launched its 100-day challenge against GBVF. Now, this is a coordinated initiative aimed at strengthening awareness, also improving survival support systems and mobilizing communities, law enforcement, and civil society in prevention and response efforts. Now, the campaign, which is launched at the Riverlea Recreation Center, is forming part of the city's broader commitment to building safer communities and ensuring survivors know where to access help and protection services. And joining the discussion now, we welcome Mthathisi Modingwane, spokesperson for the City of Johannesburg. Mthathisi, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mike, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, great to have you on board. And once again, thanks for tuning in to our show this afternoon. Well, for listeners hearing about it for the first time, what exactly is this initiative and what does the city hope to achieve over the next 100 days?
Yeah, the initiative really tries to close the gap between the national drive that normally happens during the 16 days of activism against violence that is directed at women and children. So we are saying as the city, we don't want to wait for national days and not talk about these issues so that solutions, community-driven solutions can be found. By the time we go to the 16 days of activism, we should be able to have created enough awareness around the issues of GBV. Because for us as the city, Mike, GBV has a ripple effect, negative ripple effect on a number of social issues where you find families and ending up with no breadwinner, where you will have child-headed households, no income, no food, and so forth. In some instances, you find that children run away because of these GBVs, and they become homeless, and then it becomes a challenge of the city to look to deal with issues of homelessness in the streets of Johannesburg. So there are a number of factors, and it also contributes to crime in various communities, because kids end up on substance abuse and start behaving in unhealthy way and start stealing around communities and so forth. So it's a initiative from the city to try and lend a hand, because it's not the city alone that needs to play a role. It's various stakeholders, including the South African Police Services, the CPFs, the NGOs in various spaces, so that we come together with a program that will assist in areas that are prone to experience cases of GBV and femicide.
Two questions I'd like to put to you. We don't have much time. I don't want to rush you at all, but the first question is now, how is the city, first of all, ensuring that this is not just an awareness campaign? It leads to tangible support, protection for survivors, and then let's look at the role of law enforcement. You've just mentioned crime, the role it can play in societies in this initiative, particularly in improving response times and case handling. What is going to be different this time?
Now, what we are doing, because you must remember that the competency of the city is limited in terms of the constitution, but the city can be able to influence and rope in those stakeholders to come and play a critical role. Hence, we involve them in these initiatives and so forth. But from the side of the city, we have social workers that are working in these communities to go into families, do proper assessments, and propose tangible interventions where the city can come in and help if the community or the family finds itself in this challenge. So for us, it's very important that other stakeholders pull their resources together with the city so that we start to see change. We start to see meaningful change for communities in the form of the assistance that the government is providing.
Okay, so one of the biggest concerns is also under-reporting. So how does this initiative then aim to encourage more survivors to come forward?
Yeah, one of the things that we emphasize during these sessions is to firstly make sure that the communities understand all the patterns that relates to GBF, all the symptoms, the aspects of it, and also encourage them to report those to law enforcement agencies. But what we're doing differently now is that during the sessions themselves, we invite the South African Police Services, the Community Policing Forums, your NGOs, so that they also can stand up and give assurance to communities to say cases, when are reported, they will be followed through and action will happen. So in the first session during the launch, the South African Police Services were there, and a proper support and commitment was given to the community of Rivoli. And then one of the things that we suspect it discourages people from reporting is that they get discouraged, because sometimes they report these things and then one day or 2 days down the line, the perpetrator is working freely on the street. So it's one of the things that we want to get our partners to assure communities and work with communities so that cases are followed through and perpetrators do face the music when it comes to GBF.
When we look at community responsibility, as we wrap up today's conversation, often GBVF is seen as an issue only for victims and law enforcement. Now, what role then can ordinary community members play in identifying abuse, also supporting survivors, and for that matter, Ntatisi, create safer neighborhoods?
Yes, it's our message to communities is that this is a collective effort. You find that in a family, the perpetrator of GBV is actually the main breadwinner, and those that are benefiting from the person, the perpetrator himself, they would be scared or fear to try and report these things. And we are saying communities, because they stay together and they see these things happening.
Sure.
They can come to the authorities and report on behalf of the family members that are scared, and then the city will send through social workers to that family to conduct a thorough assessment and really give a proper report to the police to say these are the findings that we have and we think action should be taken.
Ntatisi, I wish we could just have explored the issue a bit further, but we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you once again for joining us on the show. I've been chatting to Ntatisi Ndongwane, spokesperson for the City of Johannesburg. We've been looking into the city's 100-day challenge against gender-based violence and femicide. And of course, whilst awareness campaigns are important, today's conversation, well, it reminds us that ending GBVF requires more than just awareness alone. It requires the action, education, the enforcement, community involvement, stronger support systems, and a commitment to ensuring that survivors are heard, protected, and empowered.